With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Montana voters who will soon receive absentee ballots will find more citizen initiatives than in any election since 2010. They include whether to ban trapping on public lands, relax the state's medical marijuana law, fund brain injury and disease research, and insert a crime victims' rights law into the state constitution. Early voting kicked off for state residents today as Montana Secretary of State Linda McCullough mailed out 297,000 absentee ballots. A Montana Supreme Court candidate told a colleague at the University of Montana in a recently released email that she believes the court will be dealing with a lot of freedom of religion cases, and she wants to be a part of making those decisions. Kristen Juris tells the Billings Gazette that religious freedom is just one of several subjects she is interested in that she expects to come before the court. 5 cases of flu have been confirmed in Missoula and Lewis and Clark counties. These are the first flu cases of the season in Montana. The Department of Public Health and Human Services says 3 cases have been confirmed in Missoula County and 2 in Lewis and Clark County, in ages ranging from children to the elderly. 33 Montanans died from influenza infections last flu season. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the flu rate is up nationwide slightly, from 0.5% of all samples tested to 1.5%. Influenza vaccinations are recommended for everyone 6 months of age and older, especially people with asthma, diabetes, and other chronic medical conditions. Vaccinations are available from healthcare providers, public health agencies, and many pharmacies. State wildlife officials have captured and relocated a grizzly bear after it got into a northwestern Montana chicken coop and fed on grain. The homeowners notified Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officials on October 10th, and a bear management specialist loaned them an electrified fence to secure the chicken coop. A trap was set, and the 3-year-old bear was captured within 12 hours. The Daily Interlake reports the 285-pound male grizzly was collared northeast of the town of Yak and relocated in the upper Spread Creek drainage west of the town on October 11th. The bear was the second grizzly to be captured for management reasons in the Cabinet Yak Recovery Area in 2016. Earlier this month, a 524-pound male grizzly was relocated after killing a domestic pig. Earlier this week, a group called Act for America hosted a speaker in Missoula who drew more protesters than listeners. Nikki Willette reports that last night, he spoke in Kalispell to a very different crowd.
Hello. Just need to check your bags.
Pastor Sharam Hadian drew more than 150 people for a lecture sponsored by Act for America's Flathead Valley chapter about what he calls the fallacies of a peaceful Islam.
I think it was received well. The feedback that I got, for the most part, was very positive. I hope it did help them and open their eyes.
Hadian spoke for well over 2 hours, using quotes from the Bible and Quran to show the two religions do not share commonalities. He slipped in frequent plugs for his DVDs on sale in the lobby. A Kalispell crowd nodded along, many of them taking notes throughout his speech. Toward the end, Hadian's arguments became more barbed. He said, quote, Allah is satanic, end quote, and Muslims are working with Black Lives Matter and other groups to destroy the country. Calvin Berenger is co-chair of Act for America's Flathead County chapter, despite the opposition in Missoula and human rights groups labeling Act for America an anti-Muslim extremist group. Berenger is pleased with the events.
Tonight, I saw a ton of new faces, so I would say probably a quarter of the people that were here tonight were new. So our organization is growing.
Berenger says his group's goal is education. ACT brings in people like Hadian to open a dialogue, he said. And that's what happened with the audience in Missoula on Tuesday.
I visited with a couple of them during and after the event, and they were taking copious notes, and they had some questions. And they went up and visited with Sharam afterwards. And so that was phenomenal. Nobody was angry or anything like that. We had several of the protesters come in and sit down and visit.
Like the Missoula event, Speaker Sharam Hadian asked the media not to record the event in Kalispell. Act for America's next event is November 2nd in Polson, featuring Department of Homeland Security whistleblower Philip Haney. In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.
An eastern Montana judge who has been criticized for handing down a 30-year suspended prison sentence in an incest case is defending his decision. District Judge John McKeon today said Valley County prosecutors did not challenge a psychosexual evaluation that said the 40-year-old defendant could be safely treated and supervised in the community. The plea agreement that recommended at least a 25-year prison sentence allowed for a lesser sentence depending on the results of the evaluation. McKeon also noted the victim's mother and grandmother wrote letters asking that he not be sentenced to prison. Nobody spoke on behalf of the 12-year-old girl during the sentencing hearing. Criticism of the sentence has come down on social media. An online petition suggesting McKeon be impeached had gathered more than 4,000 signatures by this afternoon. Three out-of-state men have pleaded guilty to federal drug charges after 10 pounds of methamphetamine was found in their rental car. The Billings Gazette reports 23-year-old Luis Felipe Lopez Rojas of California and 24-year-old Alfonso Banderas Martinez of Michigan pleaded guilty to possession of meth with intent to distribute. A co-defendant, 27-year-old Angel Guzman Banderas of Mexico, pleaded guilty to conspiracy to possess meth with intent to distribute. The men were arrested in April after a traffic stop on I-90 in Stillwater County. A drug dog alerted to the meth, which was found in a cooler in the car. A magistrate judge said she will recommend a U.S. district judge accept the plea. A sentencing date has not been set. The men remain in custody. A Billings accountant hired to complete the Crow Tribe's 2013 audit has pleaded guilty to stealing about $30,000 from the tribe. Federal prosecutors alleged that 43-year-old Carla McCatherine never completed the audit, billed the tribe for work she did not do, and double-paid herself on at least two occasions between February of 2013 and August of 2014. The Billings Gazette reports McCatherine pleaded guilty yesterday to a federal charge of embezzlement from an Indian tribal organization. A sentencing date has not been set. McCatherine said she stole the money for her own use. She currently works as the financial director at the Yellowstone Art Museum and previously was a payroll clerk for the Billings School District. State wildlife officials are expanding efforts to keep elk that may be infected with brucellosis away from domestic cattle. Landowners in the so-called designated surveillance area around Yellowstone National Park can manage elk through hazing, limited fencing, and having some elk killed. The Billings Gazette reports the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Commission yesterday approved a plan to extend the use of those tools to landowners southeast of Red Lodge along the Beartooth Front. The elk kills would be limited to 10 elk and would require a commissioner's approval. FWP officials say last year, hunters shot 8 elk in the Paradise Valley to keep the elk away from livestock. Brucellosis can cause cattle to abort. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant.